Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The world is in unrest. Brazil. Hundreds of thousands of people protesting over what? Fake elections. They didn't want what they think they got, what supposedly they got. They realize this has been a fraud. Election machines now dictate who's going to win, and it's the people in control of those machines. So you got Brazil in an uproar, and rightfully so. Here in America, we're upset. We know, again, we got our election stolen. We're supposed to be the beacon of light, the place where you come for true freedom. And you know what we proved? We proved that even America can be corrupted when you put the wrong people in power. Corrupted. This unrest that's occurring in the world, folks, you measure it any way you want. I will tell you, it is far worse than when it was under Trump. Right now under Biden, it's far worse. Pick your hot spot. But the left, they ignore it. All because of politics. Things would be ablaze. Stories that are completely dismissed would be in your face if Trump were president right now. But they ignore him under Biden. Why the double standard? What are the left so afraid of that they won't just say, here's what's going on and here's how the policy connects? You know what they spend their time doing? Spinning Joe Biden's ineffectiveness. I talked about it yesterday. The economy. Oh, you know, I made a comment to a friend of mine. They invited us to dinner and he says, well, Kevin, you gotta admit, yes, we were at the mall. We were having dinner at a restaurant near the mall. It was an outdoor mall. Place was a ghost town. Well, you gotta admit people are shopping on, you know, shopping at home. And I go, look, I know the internet is no longer a new thing. We're over the hoopla of it. We all know how to shop online now. But this is not a good indicator. Empty restaurants. Hey, can you shop for food at the restaurant that we were at? I mean, if you're going to tell me that restaurant made enough money through internet orders, because let me tell you, I walked into the place. It's a big restaurant. Walked into the place. I'm going to take a bet. I'm really going to think about it. If there were 10 diners, I'd be shocked. And it was at the height of time to eat. There were 10 diners. I'm not going to even say the chain, but it's a big chain, good food. I could tell from the last time I'd been there, the portions are smaller. Didn't surprise me. But anyway, the mall was practically empty. And the Apple store, during regular times, I've seen the Apple store much busier. I looked in there. And let me put it this way. It was a quarter of the people I normally see in there. Now, I'm not, his thing was, yeah, but Kevin, they made a lot of, you know, cyber shopping. I said, I've looked at the numbers. I've read the reports. I didn't get into it too much because I just said, look, I'm telling you, it's not going to make up for foot traffic. Foot traffic tells you. You know, I don't know how you shop, but I even go look. I'll say, I'm going to go look just to see what I want to get. When you're there, you usually get something, right? That's the way it's called, a lost leader. They'll get you in for something and they'll say, oh, by the way, have you seen this? And you'll end up leaving with something. There's a shopping experience. I think you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I remember when I thought politicians actually cared about the people, because we've got so much to talk about today. Monkeypox, I talked about leftist wrongs the other day. There's even more that we left off. I mean, give me your leftist wrong. I can talk about it for the entire show. Gun control? You want to talk about that for an entire show? Easy to do. I know it sounds, oh, come on, Kevin, you couldn't talk for 2 hours. Yeah, I can. I promise you, interesting conversation on gun control. And we could go look at the history of it, look at the last few cases where every time the Democrats brought it up, look at who was actually using the gun and how we shifted from talking about the perpetrator and the crime that was committed to going back to guns. It's an easy playbook. So the real question might be, the better underlying question might be, why is it we continually talk about it? How do we let them get away with this? When are we going to wake up? Politicians don't care about us for the most part. I remember when they did, and I remember when they cared about the country. I remember when you could actually tolerate the Democrats. Different approach? You could say, look, stop with this handout, stop with this infantilizing of blacks, but at the very least, I do believe your heart is in it. I don't know when that flip occurred, but I do know where that it did. Somewhere along the line, I realized politicians are gaming me. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the term. You know, in the vernacular, we call it running game. You know, when somebody will run a little game on you. A guy will run game on a girl. I love you, I love you. He doesn't love her. He's after one thing. Her pocketbook. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, whatever. You know, he's after something from her, right? But he's not interested. But he pretends that he is. He plays the game. And I realize we're being gamed. We're like streetwalkers. I'm cleaning it up. And the government is our pimp. And the government makes it appear as though this is the best it's going to get. Man, look at you. You can't do any better than this. I am your best avenue. I'm here to protect you. Now give me that money. If you look at what's happening to us, anything different than a pimp and a prostitute, there's no difference. We're being gamed. Politicians don't care. And there's a razor thin line between the two parties. I remember when I first got started in this 13 years ago, and people would say to me, Kevin, why are you so staunchly a Republican? I'm a Republican because the Republicans freed the slaves. And I'm a Republican because of any of the two different parties, one of them is redeemable. One of them has a little bit of a toe in on the godly side of things, enough that they can get my attention. But in the scheme of things, there's a razor thin difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Again, folks, welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I've lost faith. I think many of you have as well. You've lost faith, and rightfully so. You lose faith because you say to yourself, what are we getting? And the short answer is not a whole lot. When we come back, I'm going to speak about some of these other things that have led to our distrust of government, and we're going to go into the situation in China, metaphorically speaking.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I remember when I was a kid, I knew who the enemy was. Politically speaking, I knew who the enemy was. Our government said, okay, here's what can happen. We could be at nuclear war with Russia. I was given enough of a historical backdrop of it to understand that we gave them the ability to make the bomb, even though we were partners. We weren't really partners. They're not to be trusted, yada, yada, yada. And we had the Cold War. What was the Cold War? And I went to military school, and they would told us all the time, the bombs, Russia aims their missiles at us, and we've got our missiles aimed at them. And if we shoot off a missile, it's mutually assured destruction and blah, blah, blah. And it was the Soviet Union at the time, the USSR. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. 844-551-8255. Now, I'm not going to try to make this into a history lesson, because there are people out there who know this a lot better than I do. But I did know that Russia was the enemy and they were getting stronger and we had to really watch them. I had no idea of GDP and how big we were compared to them, etc. But it was ingrained in me that they had, we were on a missile run, and they, I remember on TV at times they would tell us how many missiles the Russians had and how many we had. And we were to, there was NATO and the Warsaw Pact, and we, you know, NATO was good, Warsaw was bad, et cetera. And, you know, but it, that's the way it was. I'm not even making it like America was supposed to be number one. We felt that it was automatic that we felt like it was number one. I remember the Olympics when we'd go and we competed against the Russians and the Chinese. Those were the two that we really cared, and the East Germans. You remember that? Before Germany finally said, okay, let's just tear down this wall. And then along came this guy, Rinaldus Magnus, a.k.a. Ronald Reagan, who said, we need to do something different. We're going to put Russia out of business. And he began an arms race, and Russia couldn't keep up. And the next thing you knew, Ronald Reagan uttered those famous words, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, or something along those lines, right? So East Germany, right, I don't know why he would say, did he say Gorbachev? Anyway, I know he said, tear down this wall. So they tear down the wall. There were pieces of the wall. The Cold War supposedly ended. Russia gets broken into pieces, and that was it. So Russia was our enemy. The Cold War ended under Reagan, and China was still somebody to watch. Now let me reflect back, because I'm talking about truisms. See, that was the way we were taught during my generation. I don't know if this was before they gave generations a thing. There were the baby boomers, and we were the kids of the baby boomers, if I'm not mistaken. And that's the generation I'm from, the children of the baby boomers. There's no Gen A, Gen B, Gen C, Gen Z, whatever. We were just the children of the baby boomers. And I remember having nothing but esteem for our government, believing that when they did stuff, we needed to do it. It was in the best interest of America, whether we went into Cambodia or Vietnam or whatever. It was in the best interest of America. And I'm not saying that I mean, there were naysayers, and I understood that. But it was funny. I'd never thought about, like, the Vietnam protesters. Okay, protest the war. I get it. But don't hate the people that had to go, because, you know, Vietnam vets got the short end of the stick. They still love it when you go up to them and thank them for their service, because they didn't get thanked. So there was, I still had this esteem for veterans. I had this esteem for America. I still do, by the way. I had an esteem for the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all these different, and there are places even more secure than that, believe it or not. And I had a special place in my heart for the people that you give up stuff when you go into the military, when you go into the policing and things like this. Had a special place in my heart for them. I speak of the FBI and the esteem, folks, that I held for had for this organization. Even Hollywood treated the FBI with reverence.
The FBI with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
And he also had a daughter, I forget her name, but Zimbalist as well. And that was when the FBI was stepped in and they solved problems. And as I've said before, FBI still does good work. But my view on politics changed, and so did my view on the FBI somewhere along the way. It wasn't overt. It happened, and it was like, whoa. And here's what's interesting when you think about it that way. You feel like your world has been sort of rocked a bit, because you're going, these are the things that I held fundamentally true. These are truisms are supposed to work. You know, love is love. Hate is hate. You don't have to define it. Oh, this is a hate crime. It's a crime. You know what I mean? You don't have to define love. People know what love is all over the world. Don't misunderstand me. A lot of people mess it up. They have a different definition. But at the end of the day, love is love, and people know it. People know the emotions. I don't have to tell you how to sympathize. I don't have to tell you how to empathize. You know what it is. It's been studied since the beginning of man, or when man became, you know, sentient and understood that all the different things are going on. Ironically, folks, the truth about government and the agencies, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, etc., has been it blatantly in front of my face all the time. From the beginning, from its forming, we talk about J. Edgar Hoover and how Hoover kept black book on people, and he used the agency of the government to extort people to do the wrong things. Meanwhile, we still credit him. We go, well, he did send those people in from Mississippi burning, and it stopped all that the racial segregation and that racism and those hands of black folks and other Republicans in Mississippi and in the South. So we're mixing the good with the bad. We're going, okay, well, there's some good and there's some bad. Well, you got to have a little, you know, it's okay to have a little doo-doo in your peanut butter. Still, if it's, you know, 1% doo-doo and 99% peanut butter, you're still not going to taste the doo-doo. It'll be okay. All right, well, as my friend liked to say, if you have a peanut butter sandwich that's 99% peanut butter and 1% doo-doo, you're eating a doo-doo sandwich. So back to the point. Hollywood has showcased repeatedly they had the good, but during that flip, that occurrence, when things switched over, they show you the FBI will use innocent citizens. They will extort you so they could get to the big fish, or let's call it the big guy in this case, right? Unless the big guy is considered to be somebody that's an untouchable, then they don't do it. Then you can't, they're not going to go after the big guy. And we have multiple examples to prove it. Hunter Biden, there's not a person on the planet, there's not a person in the Democratic Party that doesn't know that Hunter Biden is guilty. There's not a person on the planet, not in America anyway, who believes that Hillary Clinton is squeaky clean. She's flatly guilty. Admittedly so. We don't even have to guess at this. I'm not talking about conspiracy theory. Oh, she killed Vince Foster. I'm talking about an investigation where we know with 100% certainty Hillary Clinton started the lie that launched an investigation into Donald Trump, that spent $38 million of our money, and she has the nerve to want to sue to get her court, her lawyer's fees back, and is walking free. Can you imagine that you get to do that? You get to say something about somebody like that causes an investigation, costs them and the citizens of America money, and you get off scot-free. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. storm still pose a threat from the Midwest to the Deep South after an outbreak of tornadoes on Tuesday. This as authorities in Alabama say a woman and child are dead after a tree fell on their mobile home during severe weather. Officials say a tornado caused the tree to fall onto the home outside of Montgomery, killing a 39-year-old woman and an 8-year-old boy. House Democrats picked New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries to lead the party next year. The New York congressman becomes the first black man to lead a major political party in Congress. Twitter's new verification service is reportedly being delayed again. New owner Elon Musk had claimed Twitter Blue would launch Friday, but now it's being postponed as Twitter tries to avoid paying Apple's 30% share of subscription revenue made through its app store. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Interesting show today for me. I like this show in a crazy way because I'm thinking on the fly here. Many times, you know, producers give me stuff. Kevin, here's a story. Here's this. There's that. And I think we do a good job to make it interesting for you. I do believe that wholeheartedly. But there are shows where you get to get introspective and think about your life differently. And this is one of them. And I hope you're enjoying it as much as I'm enjoying delivering it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I mentioned we had dinner the other night with friends. And one of my the friend of mine, he says to me, well, he says to us, what app, I said something about, I look at my smartphone, excuse me, and I think to myself, okay, I got all these cool apps on my phone, things that can unlock our storage unit. You know, we'd go in there, you used to have to do the code, you have to drive up to the gate. Now you can just unlock it from there and go straight in. So there's that. And then there's, banking apps and all kinds of stuff, right? And it verifies such and such. And you can now pay bills with your phone. I mean, it's amazing to me everything that can be done with your smartphone. So he says, he goes, what app would you take back to your teen years if you could take an app back? You know, everybody's joking, Tinder, you know, which is a funny answer. But he goes, Shazam. He goes, I would like to point, here's a song. And here, and somebody, you know, I don't know what it is, and just point the phone at it, and it says, that was the Beach Boys, such and such, in 1972. And what an app. You can do that. I've used that app where I'm in a restaurant or something, and I hear a song, and I go, wow, I wonder what that is. And I'll put it up to the speaker, and it'll tell you who it is. It's really interesting. But we've gotten to that. Like I said, we did a bed and breakfast and couldn't get in. The lady, she sent us the code. We beamed the code to the machine. Door unlocks and you go in. Wasn't a bed and breakfast. It was a VRBO, one of those deals. Anyway, it gets you to reminisce. Thinking about stuff like that gets you to reminisce. And by the way, please tell me, what app would you take back to your teen years? I can bet it wouldn't be the tracking app from the Apple phone, because that would not be good when you could tell your parents where you were. They're like, you ain't in there, you ain't there, you're not studying, not unless being with Susie Rottencrotch is studying in military school. The drill instructors called everybody you dated, oh, little rare, little Miss Susie Rottencrotch. Anyway, you wouldn't want to take that app back. But maybe Shazam would be your app, you know. Or maybe you'd be entrepreneurial and I'm going to take this back so I'll know all the scores to the games or whatever. But it is. It's fun to reminisce. But here's my question to you. What's different from your youth? And I'm not talking about, oh, well, Kevin, you just brought up cell phones. Remember the cell phones we used to carry in the bag? Yeah, I know. We've come a long way. Yeah, I'm not talking about that. Not just the easy things. I'm talking about the things that changed your views forever, things that changed your point of view. And we're talking about some of them because they sneaked up on me, and I'm going to suspect they sneaked up on you. My vision, my belief in government has changed dramatically. My belief in the media has changed dramatically. My belief in the clandestine agencies who are supposed to protect us, which are part of government, has changed dramatically. My belief in the post office has changed dramatically. My belief in capitalism has changed dramatically. You get what I'm saying? It's not like it's a little thing. I think differently about every one of those things because of leftism, because of how people have essentially sullied things that we should. There should be a sense of pride in your government. Think of it at the local level, that civic pride that you have when you, I'll put it this way. Friends of mine will come visit that live in Detroit or they live in Cleveland or whatever, and they'll go, man, Kim, I gotta tell you, this is really nice here. You know, it's so clean, and there's a civic pride of your town that you go, wow, I remember driving through here thinking to myself, wow, this is different than St. Louis. The number one most dangerous city in America. Kids are playing outside and people are doing things and neighbors are waving. And they actually know each other and things like this. It's a whole different thing. It's a throwback. Well, my point of view changed in a lot of things. And I thought, again, Russia bad. Well, maybe they weren't as bad as our government was making them out to be. Maybe somebody was playing us. Maybe we needed an antagonist so we could, you know, fork over the money and just keep saying, do it, grow, go, get bigger, get more missiles, get whatever you need. And we built a military-industrial complex that probably we don't need. I say this all the time. I'm 5 decades into the martial arts. It's ridiculous. And why did I do it? Because I grew up hard. I grew up with the idea that at any moment somebody would jump out of the shadows and be ready to fight you. And luckily, I did. I needed it. I'm not going to tell you. I wouldn't change a thing. Then I trained my kids, my boys. And up until the time they were maybe in the 10th grade, they had a few scuffles. But they haven't fought since. I don't think they'll ever have another fight in their lives. I prepped them for it. I spent a lot of time with them for it, but it's a lot of wasted time. I look at the military the same way. We want to be ready, but how ready do we need to be? And how many generations do we go before we lose this warlike, and I'm just using this as an example, but before we lose this warlike instinct and decide, you know what? We don't need to spend that kind of money on this stuff. We should be working together. And I know there are people out there going, Kevin, there's a time to fight. You're talking to the wrong dude. Of course, I know that. I'm well prepared. And I prepared my kids. But I don't think you need to spend as much time in it as I have. So I look at what they told us about Russia. And why were they telling us this? And why we spent... Now, trillions of dollars in military, most of it we throw away. How many nuclear bombs can we build and dismantle? How many missiles will never get fired? So, you build this industrial war complex and you gotta have a place to sell it. So we create these wars. I'm just saying, I'm looking at it differently. I'm not even telling you that it's necessarily wrong. I'm just saying I'm looking at it differently. I know this. The reason why Custer got killed is the Indians had rifles that would shoot farther. I want to have the rifle that shoots the farthest. How about that? I want to be the guy that's taking that, well, I don't know, the one that you got to shoot with two hands. They shoot from the helicopter, whatever that's called. I want that when I go to war with somebody that's got a handgun. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to get you running across the field when your bullets are dropping at my feet. Going back to Russia and China. Every country has its own best interest. I understand that. Have it. And you can convince me the Russians are bad because they believe in communism. The Chinese are bad because they believe in communism. And then I get confronted with America's version, and I've been taught to ignore it. And I'm going to tell you what. So here's this article about amid an unprecedented swell of public anger against the Chinese government, internet users in China are racing to screenshot and repost content related to the COVID protests as censors try to scrub social media spaces of dissent. And I read that and went, that is exactly what's happening here. Exactly. The enemy, the person that I've been taught for decades to be my enemy. And you know what we do? We are now participants, willing participants in exactly what the Chinese are doing. With social media people scrubbed the truth. These people here in China want to report the truth about COVID. They're saying, why are we being locked down? And here's what Axios, that article's from Axios. Here's what it says. Why it matters. Videos and photos posted to social media are one of the only ways to get information about the protests, since information is tightly controlled in China and journalism in the country is heavily restricted. I read this and went, welcome to China. This is where we are right now in this country. No different than the country who for decades, our country said, that's the enemy, that's the enemy, that's the enemy. And you know what? I live right in the belly of the enemy. I live surrounded by them. And they don't even care. They do it openly. Go back and look at the stories that we were posting on social media and saying, crying foul on, using common sense. Go look at any of them. Go look at any of the things that I said on this radio show and look at it on social media, and you'll find out they were censoring it. And now what happened? What turned out? It turned out that on every single issue I talked about related to COVID and all this other crap, it is true. How pathetic is that we've come full circle and we now are like China?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon.
RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Not in 10 lifetimes would I believe that politicians could turn America into China. And it happened in my lifetime. Now, there are people going, Kevin, come on, we're not like China. Well, you are. I live there. If you run along fat, dumb, and happy, China is no different than America. I mean, you go shopping, you get your food, you go to work, you do a little partying, whatever. They have restaurants. If you go to China and you blank politics out, for the most part, there doesn't appear to be a big difference. It's only certain times. Like right now, China is in the midst of a crazy lockdown on COVID. They have a zero COVID policy. And it's draconian because you can't regulate to that level. But I give you what happened to us in 2020. We are no different. You take politics out. If you ignore it, you just go, oh, well, got to stay home. Oh, well, got to wear a mask. Oh, well, got to go get the vaccination. Oh, well. If you want to keep out of it, if the government tells you to do it and you're the type of person that says, yeah, I'll just do what the government says, then you are no different than China. I'm telling you, I've lived there. There's no difference. I partied there. I've done business there. I've sat on a rooftop bar and had people bring me food. It is no different. If I wanted my life to be the way it is, I could do it practically anywhere with only little times of inconvenience. Where you recognize, okay, I'm in a communist country. Other than that, it feels much the same. And I know it firsthand. So for those people out there going, well, you don't know. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. I know more than you. Mm-hmm. Don't make me get all sister girl on you because I will. But I know it. And I know this from my friends because I would ask them, I go, I remember when Xi took over and I said, you know, you got a new president or whatever. And they're like, well, okay. And when you don't care, they go, doesn't matter. We don't get a say. I'll ask you, did you get a say? Oh, I know. You think you did. You voted, right? You voted in 2020. I will tell you this. 81 million people didn't vote for Joe Biden. Donald Trump was really your president. So you voted. You know that, look, if anybody deserved a second chance, a second term, no question it was Trump. Whether you like him or not, the results meant he deserved a second chance. He didn't get it. What are you doing about it? Are you an election denier? Are you accepting that term? Or have you, well, you know, we should just move on. Yeah, that's what they say in China. I have no choice, though. Let's just move on. Anyway, it happened in our lifetime. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I've been asking you this whole hour, reflect on how things were in your youth. And then I want you to try to remember when you realize that things were not as you were, you know, learned them to be or you had been taught them to be. Like the realization, for example, and I'm going to use some structured language here in case you got little cheerings, little youngins in the car, but when you realize that certain things don't exist, I won't say what they are, but I think you get my drift, Santa. You know what I'm saying? Remember when your world got upended about various things that you were told growing up, but as you matured, you realize that you'd been duped. You know, your tooth comes out. What do? Stick that bad boy under your pillow. Who are you waiting for? But you were duped for a good reason, right? The parents were like, oh, well, let's inspire some thing, you know, some magic. There's magic out there. And some might even try to convince you that this good reason, this feeling they were trying to create by creating all these various characters that represent certain things in your life that will make you remember them is all for a good reason. For the greater good. Right? If we all believe in this benevolent person that comes along at a certain time of the year and gives presents to all the kids, well, aren't we all better for it? Well, certainly we are. Now, some might argue, are we teaching our kids, you know, fairy tales, fables, maybe even lies? It's okay to lie when the lie is about making somebody feel good about themselves. What? Okay. So let's analyze some of these lies that we've been told. Yeah, because we're being told lies to make what? For the greater good? To make us feel better about ourselves as Americans? Oh, no, Joe Biden doesn't have dementia. Your president does not have dementia. I hope you feel better. Hope it makes you feel good. His son hasn't compromised the country with his crooked dealings. No, I hope it makes you feel good. No, he's a Renaissance man. His paintings are... Woo, you want to be a part of what he's doing because he represents the best first son ever. Let me just say this, folks. We are no different than the Chinese. The Chinese people appear to be more sick of communism than we are. They're the ones revolting. They're saying, no more lockdowns. We've got a second version of Tiananmen Square here where people, 10 people have to die in an apartment fire, locked into the building because the Chinese government says, you can't get out. I don't recommend it right now. I was going to say, go to China. You'll get an understanding of how locked down a society can get. And it's not even done. If they're going to, China's like California in terms of how the world goes in terms of knowing your every move, China sets the course. How America has gone in terms of leftism, California set the course. In terms of communism, China set the course. They say you can know every move that a person makes down to the wire. I mean, from the moment they leave an apartment building that's coded, you're watched on security. They've got biometrics, all kinds of stuff. And they're just at the beginning. I can only imagine what it's going to be like in a decade. The Chinese people have lived the longest under modern day oppression than any other group. But here's what's interesting about the definition of oppression. As I said before, many of the Chinese people do not see themselves living in oppression because they were born into it. If you don't know anything else, it's kind of like a dysfunctional family. Talk to many of my friends, and you talk about, Ray Ray grew up without his daddy. Daddy's in prison. Mom was a crackhead. Brothers, in joint, in gangs or whatever. And then he comes to your house in suburbia. You've got the functional family, mom and dad, loving. Mom's a housewife, or maybe she works at a job and still comes home and does what she does. And dad is a mechanic. And they come home. They have dinner together. They pray before the meals. It's, this kid is like, what's this? And trust me, I've been on the other end of that. My dad was in prison and my mom had died, but my grandparents raised me, so I was raised in a functional environment. But I still learned many, many things from my friends, because I was like, wow, this is interesting how they do stuff here. You white people are fun to study. and God forbid I get some of my street ghetto boys to get, and they come to do something, it would be like, whoa, man, what's this? Had no idea. So you only know what you know. Or as the saying goes, you don't know what you don't know. So the Chinese don't look at what their lifestyle is oppressive. We do, because we're looking at it from a different perspective. Look, I'm not even trying to tell you right versus wrong. There are 1.6 billion, give or take, Chinese that love the way they live or seem to be okay with it. Until now. Ironically, the virus that originated in Wuhan, China, might very well be the fuse that sets off an uprising in China. I mean, the uprising has begun. I don't know to what degree it'll last, but it certainly got people motivated. Breitbart wrote this: protesters thronged the streets of cities across China over the weekend, defying a brutal crackdown from the communist regime to demand an end to coronavirus lockdowns and resignation of their dictator Xi Jinping. The protest quickly grew to astonishing size after an apartment building fire killed 10 people in Urumqi, the locked down capital of occupied East Turkestan, where China is currently committing genocide against the indigenous Uyghur Muslims of the region. Communist Party censors were unable to suppress the blizzard of smartphone videos flooding social media depicting incredible acts of defiance against Xi's tyranny. So it's kind of like Jurassic Park. Even though they said that the animals can't mate, they found the eggs. Well, they're figuring out a way. And it's the same thing that we are having to do here in America, folks. Conservatives rising up to say we will be heard.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.